Get off. Let it go. News for free. Let I win, news puppy. I've got the news. Oh, lovely gesture. Wait, how are you doing that with your paw? I'm not even mad anymore. I'm just impressed. Oh, now you're doing it with both paws. Great. Thanks, news puppy. I guess we're going to talk about the Logan Act now.
Only a foolish optimist can deny the dark realities of the moment.
Hey, FDR with Wheelchairs fans. This is another episode of News from Dummies, brought to you by News from a Dummy. I really should read these scripts before I say them. First up, we're going to be talking about the Logan Act, which the May Gay right wing. What's that, news puppy? Oh, you know, the more you do it, the less impressed I get. Okay. MAGA. Okay. The MAGA right wing is saying that Obama has somehow violated. First of all, we're going to start by defining what the Logan Act is. And this is from the Legal Information Institute, so it's going to be thrilling, but we'll get through it. Okay. Any citizen of the United States, wherever he may be, who, without authority of the United States, directly or indirectly commences or carries on any correspondence or intercourse with any foreign government or any officer or agent thereof, with intent to influence the measures or conduct of any foreign government or any officer or agent thereof in relation to any disputes or controversies with the United States, or to defeat the measures of the United States, shall be fined under this title or imprisoned not more than 3 years or both. The section shall not abridge the right of a citizen to apply himself or his agent to any foreign government or the agents thereof for redress of any injury which he may have sustained from such government or any of its agents or subjects. Holy shit. Okay, so, in summary, what this means is that an individual cannot go to another government and negotiate with that government on behalf of the United States. This act was set in place in 1799 so that other agents can just go over and undermine the government of the United States when having diplomatic affairs or discussions with other countries. The conspiracy goes that Obama was recently in London and visited 10 Downing Street, which is the White House, basically, of the Prime Minister of Great Britain. He had a private meeting with the Prime Minister, and people are saying that he's violating the Logan Act. The meeting was officially set for Obama to talk about the Obama Foundation, which is his charity work that he does around the world. However, the meeting was private. We don't know the events that took place. We don't know what was discussed. But a lot of right-wingers are saying that Obama was discussing foreign policy on behalf of the United States, which violates the Logan Act, and that Biden is not the real president. He's a puppet of Obama. Again, there's no real proof, no evidence. Who knows what we'll discuss? I can't refute it. I can't validate it. So, again, that's what makes a conspiracy. There's a grain of truth without any real backing. And by grain of truth, I mean that Obama met with the head of a foreign state, which, if he was discussing foreign policy, would violate the Logan Act. If he was discussing the Obama Foundation, wouldn't. But we don't know, so they've taken this grain of truth and ran with it. It's very common for former heads of state when they go to another country to meet with the current head of state. Trump just did it with the leader of Hungary literally had him at Mar-a-Lago, and who knows what they discussed. But again, as I say, it's not uncommon for former leaders to hang around with other foreign leaders. Is it right? I don't know. What did they discuss? Again, I don't know. But to single out one visit to an ally by a former president, I think is a little unjust. And now we move to domestic news. Democrat Moskovitz told Jim Jordan to his face, and I think if you've ever been a longtime listener of FDR's Wheelchair, you know how thrilled we are to bring up Jim Jordan, because that piece of trash is just welcome on the show anytime that we can. He told his to his face directly that why don't they impeach Joe Biden already if they have the evidence? And give some context, Jim Jordan has been leading this campaign to impeach the current president, Joe Biden, for 15 months now. He doesn't have the votes, and he doesn't have the evidence. And it's a clear display of political theater. And it's disgusting. Just the way Jim Jordan is disgusting. So we're just going to move over that and move to a little local Senate race with Moreno. The Republican, now Republican nominee for Senate in Ohio. And since Dave's not here to defend himself, I'm going to tell you a little story. He sent us a text saying, I'm grabbing a Republican ballot today to vote for Phil Heimlich, anti-MAGA Republican, and one of the guys for Senate who is not Moreno. Want him to lose since he's Trump endorsed. A couple hours later, so I walked up to vote and the lady asked which ballot. I was too embarrassed to say Republican, so I wimped out and voted for uncontested Dems and a school levy. And I responded, if Moreno wins, it's your fault. So this is all Dave's fault. As I said, Moreno is a Trump-endorsed candidate who is anti-immigrant, anti-just being a person, anti-just being a human being. He's a very right-wing. And recently had the president, the ex-president, Donald Trump, come give a speech for him to endorse him, which Donald Trump used to just go on a tirade about having tariffs and whatnot. And I quote Donald Trump, no, we're going to put 100% tariff on every single car that comes across the line. And you're not going to be able to sell those cars if I get elected. Now, if I don't get elected, it's going to be a bloodbath for the whole country. That's going to be the least of it. It's going to be a bloodbath for the country. That will be the least of it. If I had prisons that were teeming with MS-13 and all sorts of people that they have got to take care of for the next 50 years, right? Young people, they're in jail for years. And if you can call them people, I don't know if you can call them people. In some cases, they're not people, in my opinion. That's what the former president said when he was in Ohio, in Dayton, endorsing the next Republican candidate for Senate, running against Sherrod Brown. It's going to be a bloodbath for the country. I don't think you can call them people. It doesn't matter how bad you are, how evil you are, you're still a person. And that shouldn't be dictated by an orange man with a microphone. Well, I haven't told a joke in a while, so let's see. Next news up is government shutdown. God, okay. How do I make a joke? How do I make a joke? Oh, Mike Johnson, he's the joke. Government shutdown is apparently going to take effect because of a deal they struck that certain people don't want. So Mike Johnson is giving in to them, so we're going to have a very costly shutdown. So Mike Johnson's the joke, or is Congress the joke? I don't know. I've given up now. What's the next news? Nikki Haley got 150,000 votes despite dropping out of the race when they voted in Florida for the next presidential candidate. She dropped out and she got 150,000 votes. Donald Trump got 850,000, and Ron DeSantis in his own state got 41,000 votes. Yeah, that's not great news for Trump, who was supposed to win it by a landslide. I mean, he did, but these two people aren't even running and they're getting votes. So, good job, indicted man. All right, well, I'll let you go. We've had enough news for now. There's no more jokes in the news. And News Puppy has learned a new thing, so that's fun. And next week, we'll get together. We'll have another long episode we'll make up to you, our dear listeners. And if you missed us, please check us out on YouTube. We're on Mr. Beat's channel, discussing the most influential American figure in history. We had great time with Mr. Beat and Smith from the podcast, The Story Of. It went for a very long time, so if you need to break it up, please do so. It was a 4.5 hour episode, but it was really interesting. It was really fun. And please check it out if you need some more FDR's wheelchair in your life, which I'm sure you do. But don't forget, this has been
A Legacy of FDR in His Wheelchair.